Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, September 20th, 2021. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome, and I hope you absolutely love it and have a blast. Let's dive right in. Well, I'm sorry, before we dive right in, if you're brand new, please watch the other video attached to today's training. Or if you've been around for a while and you haven't, shame on you, you should watch it. It's entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. Check that out, and that will give you all the backstory and the information that will help you be able to properly synthesize everything that I'm going to say in the video of the day, that without it, you'll be a bit lost. So watch that, come back, check this out, and then I, of course, encourage you to watch. I make a video like this for every workout that we do every day, and I try to put as much useful information there as possible to give you the best experience possible. So it's, I don't know, anywhere from a 4 to 7 minute video every day, and I think it's well worth your time to check it out. Let's dive right in. The workout of the day is glorious. We have a named CrossFit benchmark workout, Nancy. Moderate time domain, moderate rep range, moderate loading, tons of fitness though. Nancy is, for those who are unfamiliar, you're gonna load up a barbell to 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. It is 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run, and then 15 overhead squats. A simple, beautiful, effective couplet. Below parallel. Gotta love going below parallel. It's where the good stuff is. The last time we did this exact workout was on January, March, April 30th, 2021. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, see how it went for you. Did you have any lessons learned? Should you have scaled it? Etc., etc. If you can't get outside for the runs, maybe there's a blizzard or a typhoon wherever you are, we have the other equipment conversions that you can do the workout on a Rogue Echo Bike, a Schwinn Aerodyne, a Concept 2 rower, so check those out. We have a video showing the overhead squat, and I would say right off the bat, if somebody has that, you certainly don't need to do this workout unbroken. That's for darn sure. I would like to know that somebody fresh has a set of 15 overhead squats in the tank, 15 to 20, let's say, at that prescribed loading. No question, every day. The answer to that is yes, and you're probably in the area that you could do the workout prescribed, to consider it anyway. And dropping the barbell once or twice per round might be a nice, intelligent play for you. Or maybe you can do a round or two unbroken, maybe even three, and then in the later rounds, dropping that barbell and breaking them up makes sense for you. We've got a video, as I said, showing the overhead squat. Super fitness robot time. This is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. For men, 13 minutes and 35 seconds or faster. Women, 14:30 or faster. It's so quick. More likely time for men in the area of 16:30 and for women in the area of 17:30. Scaled option. We're going to knock it down to 4 rounds. We're not going to say you have to run 400 meters if you're not quite ready for that yet. You're just going to cover as much ground as you can in 2 minutes, and we're lowering the overhead squat weight for you. So the scaled option is 4 rounds for time of a 2 minute run, and then 12 overhead squats at 65 pounds or 45 pounds. And if the overhead squat is the sticky point for you, then certainly you could make it a front squat or make it a back squat at that loading if you're just not there with your flexibility and the technique work yet on the overhead squat. And as always, you can scale the scaled workout even more, or something between prescribed and scaled might be the sweet spot for you. You're always authorized to make the best decision for you. For the limited equipment option, we have 2 different versions today. And I provide 2 different versions because one of them involves a movement that not everybody can do because it's so darn demanding of flexibility, and that's the single arm overhead squat. So we're going to give another option. So option 1 is 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run, and then you're going to do dumbbell front rack lunges with the left arm in the front rack and the right arm extended overhead. So one dumbbell is front rack, the other dumbbell is extended overhead. You're going to lunge 5 meters like that, and then you're going to switch arms. You'll do the next 5 meters with the right arm in the front rack and the left arm extended overhead. So once again, option one, 5 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 5 meters with the right arm extended overhead, left arm's in the front rack, then 5 meters with the left arm extended overhead, right arm's in the front rack. And there is a video showing that movement if you're unfamiliar with it. The next option, the other workout that you could choose, is 5 rounds for time, 400 meter run, then 8 one-arm overhead squats with the left arm extended overhead, and you don't have the other dumbbell front racked. You only use one dumbbell for this option, okay? Just one. So just a 50-pounder for the men or a 35 for the women. So 8 left arm dumbbell overhead squats and then 8 right arm dumbbell overhead squats. Fantastic movement, but not everybody can do it. So that's why we give you options. And there's a video showing that one as well. No equipment workout for the day. 5 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 30 air squats. Accessory work, optional as always. 3 sets of 7 of the front squat, resting 2 to 4 minutes between sets. There's a video showing that. Then the other part of the optional accessory work, there's 3 pieces, but I only want you to choose one if you're doing the accessory work. They all involve an overhead component, okay? So just, if you can do all 3 safely, then choosing the one that's most outside your wheelhouse will probably be the most beneficial. You could either do the SOTS press, or snatch balance, or linchpin barbell complex number 2. The SOTS press would be 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps. It's very challenging even with an empty barbell. Got a video showing you that. Or you could do 5 sets of 3 of a snatch balance. There's a video showing you that. Or your final option is linchpin barbell complex number 2. You would do the complex, you would do 2 to 4 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. Here's what one complete complex is. 1 power snatch, 1 overhead squat, 1 hang squat snatch, and then 1 full snatch. If you just did those 4 things, you completed a complex. You would then rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time if you so chose. Does not need to be unbroken, and you choose the loading. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, and the PVC front rack, 1 minute per side. And each of those have a video accompanying them. Hope you enjoyed the workout today, classic named benchmark workout. I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's training.